Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Well, on this Friday, as we continue on our study of the building blocks, let's continue looking at page 6, paragraph 2, that talks about robbing God.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.
So he's telling us that you can not only rob him in tithes, but you can rob him in offerings. He said, well, how can I do that? Well, if God lays on your heart to give an amount above your tithe, and you don't, then you have robbed God. Your tithe belongs to your local church. But maybe this radio station that you're listening to, we're on several radio stations, we're on several networks, so I'm saying that they're asking for help. They operate merely by faith. It's what you send in. The radio station that we have here, WTYG in Ocala, none of us get a salary for that. Everything is many hours every week. These guys giving themselves to it freely. And they rejoice when they hear people that get right with God, or they send in and let us know what a blessing it was. And I tell you what, those letters and that giving really helps to propagate the gospel and get it around the world. But if God impresses on your heart something like this, a missionary or something else, make sure that's not a part of your tithe that belongs to your local church. Now, you've heard me say on our broadcast that if you say, I'm sending you my tithe and you belong to a local church, I'm probably going to send it right back to you. Your tithe belongs to your local church. Now, if you're giving an offering, I'll accept that. But your tithe belongs to your local church. God ordained the local church. That's what I'm trying to say. And tithing and offering goes through it first. Perhaps an illustration would fit in here. Imagine a man gets married and then tells his wife that he's going to keep a separate apartment and try to see her on weekends when it is convenient. Think that marriage is going to last? Is that a real commitment? Is it a commitment to say, Lord Jesus, you've given your life to me. Now I'm giving my life to Christ, but I'm not going to give anything to his work. Let me ask a question. Here's a question, as a matter of fact, we should ask ourselves. Do I have anything that I'm unwilling to give to the Lord Jesus Christ? You see, each of us should ask ourselves that important question. Because if there's something we're unwilling to give to Christ, then we have exalted that thing above the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, most local churches take collections on Sunday. Of course, they do it during revival meetings. They do it on Wednesday nights as well. But the main thing is the Sunday collection seems to be the big one. And that is scriptural. In 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 2, it says, upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God hath prospered him, that there be no gatherings when I come. In other words, he's saying, I don't have to call a special meeting just to collect more money to take care of the missions and the ministries that needs to be taken care of. Give because you love God. Live because it's the right thing to do. Give to bring other souls to the Savior. Now, the Bible is teaching us to bring our tithes and offerings on the Lord's Day on Sunday there in 1 Corinthians 16, verse 2. And that is the first day of the week. Sunday, by the way, is not the Sabbath. Saturday is. We worship on Sunday just like they did in the New Testament church. Why? It's the Lord's Day. It marked the day of His resurrection. And actually, a casual reading of the Word of God will reveal the early church not only met on Sunday, it met daily. That is how souls were added to the church, daily. But Sunday, they took care of the offerings, it was an act of worship. It was an act of worship. And so they did this. And always view the offering time in your church as a time of worship. Now, it is hard to start giving, especially for a new convert. But if you'll be faithful and use wisdom in how you spend your income, God will supply your need. However, this brings up a question. What if my church uses the finances to support those who are against Christ? For an example, what if your offering plate money helps support a professor in a denominational college that does not believe in the deity of Christ, nor does he believe in the inspiration and preservation of the Bible, of the Scripture? Should our money, given in worship of Christ, as well as in obedience to his word, be used to support those whose doctrine undermines the doctrines and beliefs of God's word? I can answer that in a two-letter word. No! And I say that emphatically. No. It is important to choose a church that is not only a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching, and Bible-teaching church, but it should also be a church that supports what it says it believes in practice. Now, the following doctrines are very important for any church. If that church is unwilling to abide by these doctrines, because they're Bible doctrines, they're not Andy Bloom doctrines, they are Bible doctrines, Andy Bloom believes them, but they are Bible doctrines. This is breathed out by the very Spirit of God into the Word of God. So again, these Bible doctrines are very important for any church. So if a church is unwilling to abide by them, then we should come out of that church. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 through 18. It's a good start here. He says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now, a lot of people use that for marriage of an unsaved marrying a saved. Well, it can be used for that because the yoke is there, but also the local church is like a marriage. So he says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship, that is, what partnership hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? So that means that the church is not ecumenical. The word of God, doctrine, is first. Exalting of Christ is first. What part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. Oh, these churches that are going rock and roll and all these other things, that's unclean. Come out from it. And he says, and I will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. He said, what do you mean? If I'm already saved, he says, I will receive you. Well, you see, after you're saved, it's a continual walk with God. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Now, if you want the Lord to hear when you're going through those great trials of life, then you come out from among them, and you be separate. Amos chapter 3, verse 3, the Old Testament. Now, I just read from you from 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 18. But now listen to the Old Testament, Amos 3 and verse 3. Very simple. Can two walk together except they be agreed? Of course they can't. Well, in the local church, you're to be in a partnership. A partnership in doctrine under the Word of God, led by a pastor. That is what we're supposed to do. So, first, the church and its pastor should believe the doctrine of Christ. In 2 John verses 9 through 11, we read this, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. Now, if there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. Now, let me just say a couple of things about this. Not abiding in the doctrine of Christ. The doctrine of Christ says Jesus Christ was God come in the flesh. The doctrine of Christ says that he was born of a virgin. The doctrine of Christ also teaches that he lived a perfect, sinless life. The doctrine of Christ teaches that when he was dying on the cross, he was dying for every sin you or I ever have or ever will commit. Our sin was placed on him. And that he literally bled and died for us, shedding his blood for our sin. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose up bodily from the grave. He has ascended into heaven, and he's coming again. Now, anybody that rejects that doctrine of Christ hath not God. That's what the Bible's letting us know. And so, whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ hath both the Father and the Son, because they make their abode in you, as we read in John 14. Then he says in verse 10 here of 2 John, verse 9 through 11, he says, if there come any unto you, and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Now, receive him not into your house has a double idea there. They were meeting at that time in homes because they didn't have the buildings like we have today here, especially in America. And so, a lot of these just started in houses. A lot of our churches in America started in homes. And so they would meet in houses. Of course, they didn't have cars to drive back and forth. And so, one home would serve a neighborhood. And they'd seek to find the largest home of a saved person that would offer their home. But when this kind came in with this doctrine, they're unwilling to repent and believe, then my friend, you don't receive them into your house. Now, some say, well, they came to my house and Jehovah Witnesses or somebody of that nature and knocked on my door, and I just told them, get on down the road and have nothing to do with them. Well, I think it's good to try to give them the gospel back. Now, if they're not willing to receive it, let them go on, but just let them know. Say, you know what? I am not interested in that because there was a day I received Jesus Christ as my almighty God and Savior. And now I know if I die today that heaven is my home. Now, they'll get mad. Now, I've had them say, can you prove that? And when you start proving it from the Bible, they leave without you asking them. But nonetheless, don't receive him into the local church. Don't receive that kind into the local church as a part of the membership. And don't even put them up in your house and say, well, God bless you, man. I hope everything goes great for you. He says, he that biddeth him Godspeed is partaker of his evil deeds.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm.